There's been a significant increase in the number of medical students graduating from universities over the past few years, so much so that there's real concern about where to put them all. The Australian Medical Students Association says that nearly 500 graduates are in danger of missing out on internships, which they need in order to become doctors. Foreign students have been the hardest hit. Timothy McDonald reports.
Canadian medical student Blaise Wardle finishes medical school at Sydney University at the beginning of December. After that, he needs an internship. But he says at the moment, there simply aren't enough places to go around.
As it stands right now, it looks like I won't have a job.
If you don't manage to secure an internship, what then?
Well, in order to obtain registration in Australia as a doctor, you actually have to go through the one-year internship, and I have to look at applying overseas.
Is that an option?
It is for me. I've written a lot of the equivalency exams, but for many of my colleagues, it's not.
But really, you went into this program in hopes of getting a medical position here, presumably.
I did.
So clearly, it must be really quite a disappointment.
It's very, very disappointing. You make a lot of very good friends and get very used to the country, and it sort of becomes like your home. So the idea of leaving it, especially unexpectedly, is pretty devastating.
Because Australian students are given first preference, it's mostly foreign students who are affected. For many, it's a significant financial burden. But Blaise Wardle says it's also expensive for the government to train doctors, so it's a waste of taxpayers' money if he takes his skills overseas. The Australian Medical Students Association says about 500 students are in a similar position. The association's president, James Churchill, says it's a problem the government should have seen coming.
Last year, it was predicted that the system may not be able to cope. There was a small number of additional graduates compared to the number of internship positions that were predicted. But certainly the difference between last year and this year is in the order of many, many hundreds of graduates.
Professor Bruce Robinson is the Dean of the Faculty of Medicine at Sydney University. He's hopeful that the problem will be solved.
All of the Health Workforce Australia predictions have included these people being a part of the workforce into the future, and they can't be a part of that workforce unless they have an internship. And so I'm moderately confident now that working with Health Workforce Australia and the state governments who ultimately will have to employ many of these people, we will be able to find places for these interns.
But where will those places be?
They'll most likely be in public hospitals, but we're also looking and have already been working for quite some time on places in private hospitals and also in general practices, even in Aboriginal medical services in somewhat remote locations.
So the traditional route, as you were saying, is through the public hospital system?
Yes.
If a student is sent somewhere else, whether it's a remote Aboriginal medical service or private hospital somewhere, can they expect to receive the same level of medical oversight from the people they'll be working with?
Clearly, internship is a learning experience as much as a service experience. We have to ensure ourselves there is adequate supervision. We also have to ensure ourselves, of course, that these sites that these people are going to learn in and function as interns are sites which are consistent with where they are likely to end up practicing in the future. Clearly, that's not just public hospitals.
Are we going to be faced with this same issue again next year when the next cohort graduates?
What we're working towards with Health Workforce Australia is not finding ourselves in this situation year after year. The discussions with Health Workforce Australia at the moment are looking to find a solution for the next 4 to 5 years, which is when the main hump of graduates coming into the system will occur.
But if Bruce Robinson is optimistic, Blaise Wardle isn't ready to celebrate just yet.
To me, until something actually happens, it's all just words and optimism. It's not really concrete until there are actually jobs that have been created.
Medical student Blaise Wardle. Ending Tim McDonald's report.